You're now taking a trip inside our communities, a series brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. The World Bank and Government of Jamaica-funded Inner City Basic Services Project, ICBSP, is coming to a close. The project is implemented by JSIF and has been operating in 12 targeted communities across the island for the last 7 years. The ICBSP has been helping to improve the quality of life of residents through the provision of social services and infrastructural development. Here's a look at what the community of Flanker in St. James was like before the ICBSP entered the community.
The community was somewhat underdeveloped in terms of infrastructure, and there were a number of social issues in terms of crime and violence and non-performing students. There were poor road conditions, and there were lack of infrastructure in terms of training facilities and meeting place.
Paulette Dixon, former community liaison officer with the project. Ms. Dixon says residents were pleased that Flanker was selected as one of the 12 ICBSP communities. She says persons began to benefit shortly after the project was launched in the community.
One of the projects that were implemented, the skills training project, I'm seeing a number of young persons trained and are now employed to the hospitality industry, which is a big plus for the community, because before the project, the community suffers a high level of unemployment and illiteracy. So attached to the skill training program are remedial programs, which are well received also.
As we'll hear from Flankodac's president, Makeda Williams, just about everyone in the community has been touched in some way by the ICBSP.
From children to young ones to each stage of development, because the students at school have benefited in terms of homework, GTAC, and there has been summer camp for the youth. Persons who were without certificate benefited as well. They have training, you know, so the benefits have been quite varied and many.
Considerable infrastructural work was also done, with initiatives such as the zinc fence removal project giving the community a major facelift. Under that initiative, unsightly zinc fences were replaced by block and steel at no cost to the residents. Flankodac's Lionel McKenzie tells us about some of the other infrastructural developments in the community.
JSIF has provided the multi-purpose center at Churchill. When it was in construction, it provides a lot of jobs for the people of the community, especially the women. They also provide roads within the community, water. They also construct 4 drainage within the community. The community has benefited greatly from Jesus' intervention in the community. I would say presently, the community is even sadder that JSIF is to leave the community, because it does benefit a whole lot from JSIF involvement within the community over the years.
Lionel McKenzie, a member of Flankodac, a community-based organization in Flanker. While the ICBSP has come to a close in Flanker, the project has left a lasting impact on the lives of residents. The ICBSP has laid the foundation, and residents are already building on this. They've committed to using the tools they've been given to continue working to uplift their community. That's it for this edition of Inside Our Communities, brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. For more information on this and other programs, call JSIF at 968-4545 or visit our website at jsif.org. And remember to like our Facebook page. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.